page 39:16, the phase one prayer regimen, why it's helpful, kind of talking about the Liber Christo. You've mentioned that a few times. What is that, and why might people want to look that up and make that part of their daily regimen?
Yeah, it's a prayer regimen I'm in the middle of with one of my buddies was a SEAL Team 6 guy, and he shamed me, and he didn't shame me. He asked me, and I was like, all right, I'll do it. Into doing St. Michael's Lent as part of Exodus 90. A lot of men have done that, and it's very effective. And they've really tapped into something ancient. But we have found that the demon responds to the imposition of order as much as to the prayers themselves. And so just imposing order, you can find many people find liberation just through the imposition of order. I had a guy email me, I think it was last Lent, and he said he was about 40 and he had struggled with sexual addiction and intermittent alcohol abuse since suffering a traumatic event of sexual abuse when he was a teenager. And since then, he's been addicted to pornography and on and off dealing with alcohol and alcohol abuse. And he said, I did the Liber Christo protocol, which is a lot simpler than Exodus 90. I just went for a run, and I'm losing all the merit by telling you, but I had to just take a cold shower, you know, because it's Friday. I'm like, crap, I got to take a cold shower. Now, it's not that bad. It's summer. It's hot. So it's not like I'm in, you know, Canada in January, but so there's no cold showers, but it's a set discipline, right? So he does it for 40 days. And you pray the Angelus at 6:12 and 6, you pray the Auxilium Christian Orum prayers. The media fast is the hard one. Getting out of bed every day is hard for some people, and the media fast. You're only reading the mass readings for today and a couple of prayers, and it's a set regimen. And he said, he emailed me, he said, I think I've been liberated. I've not tempted to alcohol, and I'm not even tempted to pornography abuse or traumatic use. And this is the first time in my entire life since I can remember that I'm free. And he said, I attributed it to a lack of discipline and a poor catechesis. I just didn't know how to pray. Again, Saint, we fight an ancient enemy, and the ancient weapons are best. Saint Cyprian of Carthage, 300 AD, at a time of heavy persecution of Christians, he says, let us give ourselves unceasingly to vigils, fastings, and prayers in common. These are our armaments given by God. These are our spiritual weapons. And so prayer, fasting, and vigils. So the discipline of keeping these vigils of 6:12 and 6, the discipline of fasting, you know, as Jesus says to the father of the boy that was possessed, this type only comes out through prayer and fasting. That's what St. Jerome's Vulgate and many of the Greek translations have. This type only comes out through prayer and fasting. So prayers, fastings, engaging the body is part of it. We're not going to beat him up here with our intellects. You're not going to beat him, but we can beat him. We can beat him by offering up small little sacrifice. Think about when I say who's the patron saint of foreign missions, we think, well, St. Francis de Sales. I mean, he baptized thousands.
Francis Xavier
baptized, I don't know, thousands and hundreds of thousands. They estimate how many he baptized. He had letters apparently that he wrote. His shoulder was sore. He did so many baptisms, foreign missions. You know who the co-patroness of foreign missions is?
St. Therese, right?
Yeah. Little flower. Wait a minute. This has got to be something wrong. This has got to be a DEI fill here. How can this be? There's no way. They're just being nice to a French girl. No way. If you read, she's got one book about her spiritual doctrine. It's called With Empty Hands. This is power. This isn't a cute little, sweet little girl that's all, oh, how cute and sugary Jesus is she. This is a nuclear bomb. Her spirituality is power. She enters Carmel at age 15. She lived very protected, a protected life, well taken care of. She, by holy parents, her in the process of beatification, right? If not already, I don't know if they're saints yet, but they're in the process. She goes into Carmel at age 15. She dies at age 21 or 22 and is co-patron of foreign missions. Why? Because she learned to offer every little thing up engaging with her body, right? Engaging with her body, the littlest things, the sister that pinned her one time put on her veil and pinned it into her scalp, and it was poking into her, and she kept it there all day, just offering up, right? Purposely standing next to one of the sisters who was a really, really bad voice that didn't like her, and she would stand next to her deliberately, you know. She offered all these small little things up and is now co-patroness of foreign missions. That gives us some insights into the genius of the church. Yeah. And that this is how you want to save your family. Do that. Die for your family, right? Make every sacrifice for them. That's real spiritual combat. And so the Liber Christo protocol taps into that. I'll just give you, this is a true story. It happened recently. I'm working with a spiritual director at a seminary, and he told me, just anecdotally, the problem facing our seminaries today, our seminarians today, the issue is not one issue among many. The issue is pornography and sexual addiction. Because all these young men, you know, back when we were young, you had to go to the Pickwick and the bad neighborhood, and you had to get a magazine and a paper bag. And now all you got to do is pick up your phone, and you got, you're two or three swipes away, even on some of these social media platforms, from really bad pornography. And so he's got a young man.
From what you were saying, if being virginally pure makes you powerful, being sexually impure like makes you
vulnerable.
The exact opposite.
You have no protection. Exactly. So this young man, they're going to bounce him from the seminary because he can't. He's just struggling. And so my buddy calls me, and he's like, all right, I think I can save this guy. They're going to kick him out, but I said, give me a chance. I said, okay, let's do this. Tell him he can do Exodus 90 or Liber Christo protocol. And so the kid says, I'll do Exodus 90. He says, okay, cold showers, no coffee. You know, he starts listing off Exodus 90. And he goes, okay, I'll do the other one. So he does the Liber Christo protocol. You can take a warm shower if you want, you know. It's 30 days, although we continue it. 6, 12, and 6. He does this. We do it a modified one that we use for priests that are afflicted. So he's a seminarian. So he hits the full office plus the 6, 12, and 6, and the social media fast to purify his imagination, his mind, by all these images of pornography, slowly learning through meditation, you know, Lectio Divina on Holy Scripture, meditating on today's mass readings, meditating on the Psalms of the liturgical office that day. And about 6 weeks in, it breaks. And 2 months later, he gets reaccepted. He's back in the seminary just by imposing that discipline, an ordered life of prayer. It's not just I pray these prayers, right? No, it's a life ordered to prayer. The prayer purifies. It purifies the intellect. And I quoted Isaiah the Hermit, Saint Isaiah the Hermit, how prayer wounds the demon. Meditative prayer wounds the demon.